Nope.
Yes, good evening. My name is Caesar, and I'm calling on behalf of the Arizona Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people on your area about local issues. Your opinion is really needed to us. This survey is going to be quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so this will be a quick survey, sir, no more than 5 minutes. Can you, what is your year of birth? Your date of birth?
1987.
1987, perfect. Do you consider yourself Hispanic, Latino, Cuban, Dominican?
No, I don't.
Oh.
No.
All right. What do you consider yourself? White,
Asian, Indian.
Asian, Indian.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Graduate.
I'm sorry?
Graduate school, PhD. Graduate school and PhD.
All right. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues that you care about? Please rate the amount of the power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. 5 means that just some power. And 0 means that your vote has no power at all. So from 0 to 10, how much would you consider your vote?
7.
7. All right, perfect. Thinking about the direction in the country is heading, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very satisfied with the direction of the country is heading?
I'm very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. All right. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you are very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you are very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you don't feel on the warm or cold. So I'm going to go ahead and read you a list of names, and you're going to go ahead and tell me from a scale from 0 to 10. The Democratic Party?
1.
1. All right. Congress?
Unfavorable.
Gallego?
5.
5. All right. Kamala Harris?
1.
1. All right, J.D. Vance?
Probably 4.
4. All right. Donald Trump?
Probably 9.
Probably, I'm sorry?
I'd say 9.
All right, perfect.
More favorable.
The Republican Party?
7.
All right. Joe Biden?
Probably a 3.
All right. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
6.
6. All right. Perfect. So this survey is going to be really quickly, sir. It's not going to take no more than 4 minutes, okay? I do really appreciate your time. You're helping me out a lot. I know that is a long wait off, but in the November 2024 elections for the president, who would you have to vote for? Democratic Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent third party?
Republican Donald Trump.
All right. And now it's a long way off, but in the November 2024 elections for the U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you be voting for, your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican candidate for Arizona, yeah.
All right. Which of the following sentence is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Number one will be, my personal decisions are what impact me every day. My life, most of voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact that much. Number two will be, voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to me every day. Which one of the both?
Both, probably. Or I second one, maybe. Sorry. The one that I feel that voting has the power.
All right. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even though it is not perfect? Number one would be, our government is political system will likely never work efficiently to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Number two, our government is political system do not work efficiently now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Number three, our government is political system work efficiently to provide solutions for the facing the American people. Number two. All right. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? How do you feel positive or negative the future on the planet?
Positive.
All right. What about the future of the country?
Negative, unfortunately.
All right. And your own future?
Positive.
All right. All right. Do you expect it to be harder or easier for you to vote this upcoming 2024 on November general elections, or it will be about the same? Or do you think that will be easier or harder for you?
Easier? Sorry, no. About the same.
About the same? All right. Thinking about the upcoming elections on the 2024, please indicate the best two reasons why you may not vote on the upcoming elections. It's not saying that you're not going to vote. It's just a question that is saying here. The response are, I don't have time to vote. I don't have enough. I don't know enough about the candidates. It's too difficult for me to vote. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. And I don't like any of the candidates. Because the elections are, and my vote won't matter, because voting doesn't change things that matters to me. Which one of them?
Too difficult to vote.
Too difficult to vote? Okay.
I guess, yeah.
All right. Who is trying to make it harder for the people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Racist politicians, all politicians, MAGA Republicans or Democrats?
Probably Democrats.
Democrats, all right. All right. Below it is a list of potential threats democracy in American. After each one, please indicate how consider your about each item on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that is very considered. 5 means neither of one of them. And 0 means that you are not considered at all. Okay, so I'm going to read you the first one. It will be giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any of the demonstrations against the government, and efficiently criminalizing protected speech, 0 to a 10.
What is 10 again?
10 is very concerned.
Concerned. Probably 5.
5. All right. Creating an estate to monitor citizens' everyday life, 0 to 10.
9. 9.
All right. Allowing individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchanged influence to elections by eliminating all restrictions on donation political campaigns, 0 to 10.
Probably 8.
8, all right. Having armed vigilance polling locations to ensure that only the right type of voters get to vote, 0 to 10?
Probably 5. Yeah.
5, all right. Political violence in response to American elections, 0 to 10?
I'm very concerned about that, so I would say 10.
10, all right. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long in lines to vote? 0 to 10?
Not very concerned. 3. 3.
All right. All right. Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters? 0 to 10?
Very concerned. 9.
9. All right. Sending voters to jail for voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors. 0 to 10.
6.
6. All right. Preventing the president from being pursued for things that they while acting in a official capacity as president, even though those things were illegal, 0 to 10?
Six.
6. All right. I do really appreciate your time, sir. We're almost done, 2 more minutes. How big is the problem of discrimination in your community today? Big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, or not of a problem?
Not a problem, I think.
Okay. Oh, have you or anyone, your personality, know or experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Yes, unfortunately.
Personality experience or yes, that you know somebody?
Yes. Yes, I have personally experienced.
Oh, okay. All right, below.
So I would like to correct my previous answer. Can I correct my previous answer to somewhat of a problem instead of not a problem?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. All right. Okay. So, below are some statements that people say about why would you vote for the Democratic this November. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how much each statement motivates you to vote for Democrats. 10 means extremely motivated. 5 means you are neither motivated or unmotivated, and 0 means not at all motivated. So the first one will be: we must carry on a legacy of the ancestors in civil rights of movements and turning it out on November because our votes have the power to change the history. It's the only thing that ever has. 0 to 10?
Probably 5.
5. We need to vote for Democrats in November to ensure that our elections are free and fair to accessible so that our democracy works for everyone, and every citizen can make their voice heard. 0 to 10?
Mm-hmm. 3.
3. All right. Third one. Politicians won't listen to us if we stay home and don't vote. That's why we need to show up for the votes for the Democrats who will protect our freedoms and respect the will of the people. 0 to 10?
Disagree with Democrats, so I would say 4.
4. All right. The last one.
This election.
We need to turn a vote in November for the Democratic leaders who will side with working families, either wealthy corporations. 0 to 10?
1.
1, all right. All right, this will be the last 4 questions. Here's a list of acting of that people might take to participate on the civic engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make the change and issues that you care about? Talking to friends and families about politics, posting on social media, voting in states or local elections, attending cities meetings, donating to political campaigns or organizations, volunteering for a local organization and community, voting in elections such as the president or the U.S. Congress, engaging on the elections actions, like attending sits or buildings, engaging on civil, boycotting a company. Which one of those?
Voting in elections.
Voting in elections. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has made a positive impact on issues that you care about? Rate the amount of the power that you feel that your vote is on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. 5 means that it's just some power. And 0 means that has no power. A 0 to 10?
Six.
All right. One last time. If the November 24 election for the president were today, who would he vote for? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent third party, or you're undecided? Undecided.
Republican Donald Trump still.
All right. All right. If politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican or Democratic or independent?
I consider myself probably independent.
Independent. All right. Do you learn more towards the Republican Party or Democratic Party?
Right now, I'm leaning towards the Republican Party. I used to be Democrat.
Oh, okay. Thinking about to approach the politics issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, or somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Probably moderate.
Moderate, all right.
Moderate.
Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Do you currently own your home, rent, or live with your family member or a friend or somebody else?
I live with family members.
Family members? All right. All right. Are you born in the United States or in another country?
I'm born in another country.
Okay. All right. Are your parents born in the United States or in another country?
Another country as well.
Okay. All right. Did you vote on the 2020 general elections for the president, or were you not able to vote?
Yes.
All right.
Voted,
and you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I voted for Joe Biden in 2020.
Joe Biden. All right. Which of the following describes your currently employed status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily unemployed, retired?
I am
permanently disabled student.
Yeah, I'm full-time student.
Oh, okay. Full-time student. All right. All right, we're at 98% already. So last year, that was the 2023rd. What was your total family income from your all source before your taxes?
I'd say probably a little less than something like 40,000-50,000. I was a student, so
40. All right.
I'm just
perfect.
Talking about myself. Right. Yeah, my family.
All right. Oh, okay. I do really thank you so much for your time, sir. You've been so polite, and have yourself a blessed night.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we finished the survey already. Have a great day. All right.